we want to continue with our 2020 caucus series we've been calling Home State View. This is where we learn about the 2020 candidates by talking with news media figures who have been covering them for some time in their home state. Today, a home state view of Montana Governor and Democratic presidential candidate Steve Bullock. Joining us to do that, Sally Mock is host of Campaign Beat on Montana Public Radio, also formerly news director for decades at Montana Public Radio. Sally Mock, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
So what can you tell us about how Steve Bullock entered public life, rose to the office of governor?
Well, he took somewhat of a traditional route in Montana to be governor, and that is he ran for attorney general of the state and served in that office. And then after serving as AG, he became a candidate for governor and succeeded another Democratic governor.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the people he surrounds himself with, his team, and how he treats them.
His team is usually pulled from different sectors in Montana, whether it's business or environmental organizations or economic organizations. And generally, the people he surrounds himself with are people who have expertise in the area that they've been picked to head up. And generally, he's had a good team. He's had a couple of blips. He had a lieutenant governor that he apparently did not get along with, and she transferred out of the lieutenant governor's office to another state agency. There was some mystery around that about why the two of them didn't get along. But on the whole, he's had a staff that has respected him.
Mm-hmm. I understand he had a blip, in your words, also with another Democratic presidential candidate, the New York City Mayor de Blasio.
Yes, that was an interesting episode, actually. Governor Bullock had a staffer when he was governor named Kevin O'Brien, one of his key aides. And when the governor became president of head of the Democratic Governors Association, Kevin O'Brien also was hired by the DGA. But while there, he was accused of sexual harassment and fired. And then Mayor de Blasio picked him up to be one of his senior advisors in New York. And O'Brien was once again accused of sexual harassment. And when de Blasio found out that O'Brien had previously had that accusation and no one, including Governor Bullock, had given him a heads up, he was quite miffed at Governor Bullock. And the governor has since apologized, saying he should have given de Blasio a warning about his former staffer. His excuse was that he didn't think O'Brien would repeat the offense, but he did.
Mm-hmm. What do the citizens of Montana look to as Steve Bullock's biggest successes while in office?
I think he's probably most praised for his ability to work with a Republican legislature and to get things done, to be able to work across the aisle. He has, in both his terms as governor, managed to accumulate some moderate Republicans who were willing to compromise with him on some crucial issues, including continuing Medicaid expansion in Montana. That was no easy feat. So I think his ability to compromise and work with people who have a different political background than he does is probably seen as his greatest strength.
Right, and he sells that too. As coming from a red state, a Democratic governor is unusual.
It is, and I would say, though, that Montana has a history of having a Democratic administration and a Republican legislature, or vice versa. It's a state that is a little bit schizophrenic in its politics. But he has, I think, been probably one of the more successful governors in bridging those gaps.
Mm-hmm. When he has been criticized, what has it been for?
I think right now it's that he's running for president. A lot of Montana Democrats wish that he was running for the U.S. Senate and wish he was challenging the incumbent Republican Steve Daines. There isn't a strong candidate to challenge Daines at the moment. Bullock would be seen as someone who could possibly unseat the incumbent, probably the only one who could. So that's probably the thing they're most upset with him currently.
Mm. I wonder, since putting himself in the national spotlight as a Democratic presidential candidate, Have you or other Montanans seen a change in the way he portrays himself, or has he altered any policies?
Well, he has definitely altered a couple of policies, most notably gun control. The governor, while he was governor and still is governor, of course, but during his administrations, has not come out in favor of any new gun control until he announced for president. And now he is in favor of, for example, universal background checks and a ban on assault weapons. That was something that he did not favor when until he was running for president. So that's quite a change.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he's strong on climate change, but as governor, he was very, as most Montana governors have been, all of them actually, pro-coal. And someone who defended the coal industry. And I think as president, he certainly softened his stance on that.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit how he is personally relating to voters in a room or at a rally. What is his appeal?
He's very likable in person. He has a warm smile. He definitely is someone that if you meet him, you have a good first impression of him. And he has gone around to the state and met, you know, it's a small state population-wise. There are only 1 million people in the whole state of Montana. So a politician here can meet a lot of those people face-to-face. And the governor has done that. And I think people find him very likable and personable and end up coming away thinking, wow, that's a good guy.
Mm, okay. And finishing up, Sally Mock, can you tell us something about Steve Bullock, your governor there in Montana, that hasn't perhaps been so widely reported, a fun fact about his personality or his background?
Mm-hmm. I think one fun fact is that he grew up in Helena, Montana, our state capital, and as a kid, he delivered newspapers to the governor's mansion.
Oh!
And then went on, of course, to live in the governor's mansion, so that's kind of a fun fact.
That is. Sally Mock, host of Campaign Beat on Montana Public Radio, joining us from Missoula today. Sally Mock, thank you so much for this home state view of Montana governor and present Democratic presidential candidate Steve Bullock.
My pleasure, Ben. Nice to be with you.